Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Okay, class, please raise your hand if you'd like to go see Zach Top at CMAC August 8th.
Me, me, me!
1, 2, 3. Oh, there's a lot of you. Caller number 9, we are sending you on us, 252-9233. You're going to score a pair of tickets to see Zach Top. CMAC August 8th is courtesy of The Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com, but you have a chance to win them next. And after we're done giving those tickets away, we're going to have a little fun with our winner. And TJ is going to overdramatically read lyrics from a 90s country song because, you know, in honor of Zach bringing back 90s country, this time in the style of a very emotional Claire Danes.
Claire Danes from my favorite 90s show.
She cried a lot in that show?
She cries in everything.
Okay. All right. 252-9233. Good luck.
Save the trauma for your mama. It's time for country drama.
Yes, it is. We're looking for caller number 9, and that's you. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Kathy.
Congratulations, Kathy. You got in as caller number 9. That means you're going to see Zach Top at CMAC on August 8th. It's all courtesy of The Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale for everybody else Friday morning, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. So you got the tickets. Kathy, we're going to find out how well you know your 90s country. And in the style of a very sad Claire Danes, TJ is going to overdramatically read some 90s country lyrics. You ready?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Big orange ball sinking in the water? Toes in the sand? I couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas. Coconut oil tanning senoritas.
Any idea what song that is?
Oh, my God. Yes. Do I know the name? No.
Come on. Can you sing a little bit of
it? And you might get the name.
I am literally singing it in my head. I've had no coffee. Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no!
Sinking in the water.
Toes
in the sand. Couldn't get much hotter.
Who are you, William Shatner?
Leave me alone.
Little umbrella shaped margarita.
I'll forever feel. Don't embarrass me in front of Kathy.
I'm sorry.
All right. Congratulations, Kathy. You're going to the show. Just need you to tell everybody how do you spell country.
Of course, WBE.
All right. You sure you want to do this, TJ?
Yeah.
Okay. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ has this idea that she fancies herself a best friend who can give great advice.
Yes.
And, I mean, you're not a licensed therapist.
I'm far from it. I'm a unlicensed, very unlicensed therapist.
So we're going to try something this morning, and we're going to call it TJ's Unlicensed Therapy.
Love it.
And, I mean, honestly, can it be any worse than AI?
No.
No.
I use AI for therapy.
It can't.
So
the lawyers, by the way, have given me a disclaimer that I have to read before
okay.
we do this. The station, the producers, and the guy who refills the vending machine shall not be held liable for any life choices made following this segment. This includes, but is not limited to, quitting your job, becoming a full-time llama groomer, telling your mother-in-law how you really feel, or trying to pay your mortgage in exposures.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever that means. But it's legalese, so whatever it is. All right, you ready? I got somebody on
it's
the
time
line.
Time for TJ's Unlicensed Therapy.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Elise.
Elise, what's going on this morning?
I recently got a new boyfriend. We've been seeing each other a little over a month, and we've been inseparable, you know.
Right.
And this past Saturday was supposed to be the big night that he met my friends, you know, my friend group.
Right.
And he had to work all day, so he was a little less festive when he was meeting us, you know, at our favorite bar.
Right.
And when he got there, my friends were already, you know, a little tipsy, maybe even a little drunk.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II
every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dancing around, and he was just, you know, tired from work and not really engaging, and I could just tell he just wasn't really in the mood for all that. So, I don't know. I thought he was being polite. I had a good time, but, you know, when he was, when we were leaving, he was just like, you know, your friends are a lot. I was just like, well, they were just letting their hair down. They're not, you know, all the way like that, but, you know, it was a pretty, they were being authentically themselves. And so I was a little disheartened by that kind of feedback from him. But it got worse when my best friend called me later that day and was like, you know what, that guy's not for you. He's like totally antisocial, you know.
Oh.
And I just don't like being in the middle of, you know, my friend group who's been with me for so long and this like new guy that I really like. And I really cannot be with someone who doesn't love my friends like I do. So I just don't know what I should do. Like maybe see if we could like have a redo, maybe something a little tamer, like a sit down dinner or just, I don't know, just any advice I'd appreciate.
What are you going to do if the boyfriend comes back and says, I really don't want to hang out with your friends? I mean, is it done at that point?
I mean, it's hard to tell, but you know, I don't know. I do really like him, but I don't think anyone should be able to, like, even members of your family should be able to come in and just be like, you have to wholesale cancel your friend, you know? I feel like that's a real red flag.
Right.
But I really don't know what to do. I don't know if it's like, you know, I'm still a little too googly-eyed to think this through rationally.
Right. And that's what it is.
I don't even know.
That's what it is. In hindsight, you're going to look back one day and go, why didn't I listen to my friends? Why didn't I listen to my friends who know me and love me for everything that I am? If they didn't care for him, maybe I should have listened to him. This is coming from experience.
You've been down this road?
Been there, done that. And I was like, geez, no, he's so cute. He's so charismatic. He's awesome. You guys don't even know him. You guys don't even know him. Get to know him. And no, they were right. He was totally wrong for me.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
We'll dive into your story coming up next. 252-9233. Elise just called in looking for some advice. So TJ thought we would try something brand new. It's a feature called TJ's Unlicensed Therapy. So Be Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
And it comes with a big, fat legal.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yes.
No, you don't need to read the legal.
No, there's
again.
A new updated disclaimer from the lawyers.
Oh, my gosh.
TJ's Unlicensed Therapy advice is presented as entertainment only and is void where prohibited by common sense, actual medical professionals, or anyone with a functioning moral compass.
Wow. And you did it really fast, so nobody knows what you're saying, too.
Well, that's how you roll.
Very small print.
So, what was her name? Elise?
Elise.
Elise called in, said that she had a boyfriend for about a month. The boyfriend met the girlfriends.
Yeah.
The girlfriends did not like the boyfriend. The boyfriend later said, I don't like the girlfriends. Now she's stuck. What do I do with this information, TJ?
And she says, okay, he was working all day. So she's justifying everyone's behavior.
Right.
My friends had drank too much, so they weren't really themselves. Really, everybody was themselves.
Yes.
It was a normal situation. So for me, I told her, listen to her friends. Which a lot of people would not say.
Because you've been down this road.
Yes. Right now, because I have been. Lord rest his soul. He has passed since. But yeah, I was clouded by infatuation, right? I was, it was emotional intensity. And so I was like blinded and clouded.
Mm.
And I just saw nothing but the future and Gaga and La La. And it was just ridiculous. And I justified everything. And immediately, I'm talking the first time he met my friends who knew and loved me said, well, I don't like him.
Wow.
And I was
right
like,
from the get-go.
That's so mean. And I got really mad at them, exactly like it's happening with Elise. And I remember being like, you guys have known me my whole life. How can you be so mean to me? Well, that's because they were looking for me to be safe and happy. And they were more likely to notice when somebody didn't bring out the best in me. So that's what was happening. I was walking on eggshells. I wasn't really acting like myself, right? I kind of became, I don't know, anxious and stuff around him. And it just wasn't, I was trying to be somebody that I wasn't.
So your life would have been dramatically different had you listened to your friends.
Correct. Yes, it would have. Everything works out and happens for a reason, obviously. But hindsight, listen to me. You know, you're in love. they notice when he's being distant or treats you poorly or mentions something in a discussion that kind of sets off a red flag that you may be clouded by. So I say, listen to your friends.
Okay. Unlicensed therapist TJ has spoken.
Unlicensed.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.